Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. But can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all, hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming. Ain't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Oh, okay, so we're ready?
Yep.
All right.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday, December 7th, 2020. And this is another first ever kind of historic benchmark broadcast. I'm so excited to be here in Joey Kroll's home.
Yes.
Many of you are familiar with Joey Kroll. Actually, it's been right around 10 years now, Joey.
Yeah, coming up on almost 11 now that you and I have been together in this capacity. Boy, that just flew by, didn't it?
It's kind of amazing. And so many of the WLUJ listeners or WLLM listeners, they're familiar with your voice because of your ministry work with WLUJ out of Springfield. But the Great News Radio listeners, they've known you these 10 or 11 years because of being a part of our morning program and your Sunday worship program and your public service announcements and your radio announcements on the holidays and how you filled in and the many varied levels of work and help and assistance that you've had. And so it's kind of interesting when God brought this merger and this new family together of stations that LUJ listeners have known you, what, for about 7 or 8 years?
Since 2013, so you do the math.
Okay, about
seven,
8 years.
Yeah,
and about 11 years with Great News Radio. But it's kind of fun. This is the first time ever we're doing the broadcast in your home. Thank you, God, for the technology and the research that you did to get these two microphones set up. And it was a beautiful ride over, and I drove through a number of towns I'd never been to before, Mechanicsburg and other towns in the beautiful town of Dawson and some of these other areas, and we had a nice, clean, strong signal. I had 102.5 going on throughout Monticello into Decatur, and then right as it was fading out, I had WLUJ on right up into your doorstep.
Oh, that's wonderful. See, that is the great thing about the large family of stations that we have here. You lose one, odds are you can find the next one to just scan the dial.
Yeah, I know we've had a practice, those of you that write and make a donation or write us, we've included these business-size cards that have the 19 frequencies listed in the town that they're primarily covering, and then the map of the whole central part of Illinois and then part of Indiana, because our 89.3 gets and reaches a number of great Indiana listeners. But they have that as a reference. So when you're in Decatur, you can listen to this frequency, or as you drive towards Springfield, this frequency, or if you're down near Beardstown or Whitehall or Jacksonville, it's this frequency. Or if you're in Springfield, you can listen to Great News Radio or WLUJ. So it's kind of neat how you have the variety of our three different formats. Or if you're all the way in Danville, you can listen to 89.3. And so it's just been neat how God's provided. But you've been a part of this for 11 years.
Yes, I have. And I remember, Mark Burns, I remember I thought I was going to retire from radio. Mm-hmm. I had spent, several years. And then God called me to serve in an associate pastor position in Farmer City. So I'm like, okay, that full-time radio job, I'm done. I'm retiring from radio.
And you had your counseling ministry on the side.
On the side as well. And then I said, you know what? But I still have this ability and this gift. let me reach out. Let me find, I've just moved to the, you know, Clinton Farmer City area. Let me find a Christian radio station. And then what's this great news radio? There's this great news radio sign across the street. I'm like, let me listen. Oh, wow. Okay.
And yeah, that was a yard sign. We had put them around the area. And when we had that new frequency into Clinton, we put these yard signs up alerting people throughout Clinton that 97.1 FM was a new frequency for their area.
Yeah, and so I had researched Great News Radio, and then I'm like, well, let me email this Mark. Okay, let me go and email him. And then this was around your 50th birthday celebration. I think you were going to Israel. You're like, hey, let's connect. I know you want to volunteer. Let's connect. And so when we connected, I share the story all the time. It's so funny. On the website, you know, you had a much younger-looking picture of yourself. And so you're like, hey, let's meet at the restaurant?
Fisher Garden Restaurant, yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, well, let's do this. So I was expecting this 32-year-old guy, and I'm like, oh, his father is here.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I sent my son.
Yeah, right.
And it was kind of neat. I remember that meeting where you were talking about some of your radio background and experience, and we were praying up at the time, Lord, there's so much work to do and so many different facets to the broadcasting side of a radio ministry, because it's not just a morning program. There's all the donor relations and vision casting and just the work that has to be done and the engineering and endless details and signing thank yous and returning calls and programming and on and on. And, you know, I'm looking kind of at your resume and background experience, and I thought, wow, this could be a perfect fit. And then you use the magic words, hey, I'm willing to volunteer and help out. And I'm like, oh, I really like this guy.
I heard angels sing after I said that for some reason. So,
but I remember that. That was at the Fisher Garden Restaurant. And I think I had just returned from a trip to Israel. That's something that many of the WLUJ and WLLM listeners and those new to this radio ministry, I've helped host 28 different trips to the Holy Land.
Wow.
So we've done this a lot as a radio ministry. It has a life-changing impact on those that go. I mean, to read the scriptures on location where the biblical events took place. There's nothing like it to walk where Jesus walked. With COVID and everything, we haven't done that for about a year and a half now. And we're praying about the future, but yeah, I think when I returned, it was like, okay, I got to start figuring out all the work, and then you were willing. And so I think after you started doing public service announcements and some holiday announcements, we thought, hey, I think we should give Joey a program. So when did you start doing the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends?
You know what? It's all been a blur. Honestly, it's been
many
so
years.
Long ago. But, you know, it's a day. It's a staple in my week. You know, it's a staple in my week, and it's something I look forward to.
Well, I know you've been a gift from God from the get-go, and you bring a lot of radio background, experience, technique, passion. I love that you love God's Word. I love that you love to teach it and proclaim it. And being a pastor on the side, I mean, that's something that you continually do. I think most everyone that tunes in and hears your voice, I call it Joey with his cheery good attitude, your passion for connecting and involving the listener. I mean, you really are gifted. I knew that almost from the very beginning. And your can-do attitude, you know my love language. You love to serve, and I love people that love to serve and volunteer and help, and you have a lot of ideas and really are a part of what we see as the future of the radio ministry. You're younger. You could be my son, I guess, as they say, but, you know, you're very mature and have a heart for the lost, and yet you want to equip the saints, those that tune in, to grow and learn. I love that you love God's Word, and you love to divide it and teach it. And so with this being Memorization Monday, I mean, there's a lot of things we could talk about, but on Memorization Monday, we always pick out a verse. And this is the 80th week we've done this, Joey. The book by Robert J. Morgan, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart. We started this 80 weeks ago, and we took about 5 to 7 weeks. Marianne and I were talking about the importance of studying Scripture, memorizing Scripture, having it on your mind and heart. And so for 80 different weeks, we've had a verse. There's been a few Mondays like Memorial Day or other days where we had special programming. But this is our 80th week, and our verse for this week, for this day, it's Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. And I think this is going to be a message for all of us, for me and for you, Joey. I mean, how many times are we afraid or fearful or concerned? And is our default to trust in the Lord, or do we trust in our own abilities? Do we tend to find ourselves trusting in others or leaning on others? And this verse would seem to say, when I am afraid, I will trust in you. They will trust in God.
And you know what? Yeah, you're right. I think all of us listening can identify with being afraid or fearful. In fact, there was a story of a young woman who lived in a crime-ridden town. She was waiting for the bus, and a police officer came up to her and said, "Can I wait with you?" And she said, "No, that's not necessary. I'm not afraid." He said, "Well, I am. So would you mind if I waited with you?"
Yeah.
So I think all of us can relate to being fearful or afraid. In fact, you know, when you told me last night, Mark, that, hey, Memorization Monday tomorrow is Psalm 56:3, I was like, oh, wow. Hmm. Because Psalm 56:3 is my wife's probably maybe second most favorite Bible verse. You know, earlier this year, it's been a crazy year for all of us. I think we all can identify with that. But, you know, our daughter was going in for, I think, a doctor's appointment, maybe getting her shots or braces put in or whatever it is. And she was a little nervous because, you know, she's not a big fan of needles and all that. And so Aubrey said, she said, "All right, Hannah, Psalm 56:3 says, 'When I am afraid, I will trust in you.'" And so she just reminded Hannah of this constantly. And well, just a couple of months after that, our son was going to be going off to basic training. Mm-hmm. And my wife, as many moms can identify with, my wife wishes our kids can stay kids forever, right? You know, don't want them to grow up and stay in the nest. And so when Timothy, when he was leaving, my wife was, you know, kind of anxious and, of course, still trusting God, but, you know, still kind of struggled and maneuvered through some of these things. And Hannah said, "Mom, remember, when I am afraid, I will trust in you."
Wow.
And so she turned that around and reminded her of something that she was reminding others of. And so just an incredible verse.
Well, it's kind of interesting, and I know some of our listeners that have tuned in for months, I just happened to think of you with this verse, and I thought, you know, I want to go visit Joey, and we'll see if we can do the morning program on location at his home, and we'll just test that out. But I won't say it's coincidental, but God's providence, yeah. It's kind of interesting because many times we have found the very verse that we're working on and the person that either comes to mind or that we think of, or somebody says, "Oh, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that's my go-to verse." And I said, "Oh, I got to have you on for that." So sometimes we know that the person says ahead of time, but there's been times, like I know one of our board members was on, and it just so happened he's a believer, but he has a Jewish background. And the story in that chapter was about a Jewish believer that impacted part of the world. And it was like, wow, of all the mornings that verse would be on. Well, I didn't know this about Aubrey and your daughter, but it is just a great verse. "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." Well, why can you positively say that to somebody? Somebody that's fearful this morning, somebody that is afraid, why can they trust in God?
Because I'm
putting you on the spot. Now, had no show prep. I didn't like tell you I was going to go this direction.
Get out of my house, Mark. No. Because you know what, friend? We have a firm foundation.
Yep, that's why.
You know, I was thinking about this. I was just kind of meditating on this as we were waiting for you to come on over. You know, I was thinking about that guy that Jesus was talking about who built his house on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, hey, when the storms and the rain and the winds and all that other stuff came, the house stood because it was built on the rock. And I was just thinking, you know, gosh, that is so true. You know, 2020 has been a hard year, you know, for many, many of us affected. I think all of us have been affected in one way or another. And, you know, the wind and the rains do come.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they do come. And sometimes we may lose a shingle or two, or a shutter may fly off, or we may have a cracked window or something or another, but the house stands. Why? Because it has a firm foundation. And so when we are fearful, when we are anxious, we need to put our trust in the one who holds it all together. So I trust in him because he is a firm foundation. He is a strong tower in the midst of this shaky world that we live in.
When you were talking about the storms or the problems that we're coming out of or going into, I think it's Tony Evans. I think every pastor might have this in their arsenal of illustrations, but if you're not in the midst of a storm, you're either coming out of a storm or you'll be heading into a storm. So the storms are going to come, but what foundation will be laid so that you can go through it with some measure of peace? I mean, it doesn't mean that things are just going to always go easy or be clear or fun or comfortable, but you can have a companion that'll walk you through it or provide that safety net that you can kind of lean into the Lord, even in the midst of suffering or heartache or pain.
Right. And you know what? Somebody, I was looking this up. Somebody said somewhere along the way, you know, faith chases out fear or fear chases out faith. Mm. Let me say that one more time. Faith chases out fear or fear chases out faith. And, you know, I just think of Peter. Bless his heart. I mean, Peter was just one of them crazy guys, yeah. You know, he said, "Lord, call me onto the water." And Jesus called him on. And Peter was doing great. He was walking on water for like 3 seconds, yeah. You know, and the Bible says he focused on the wind, the waves, whatever it was. And he took his eyes off of the Lord and he began to drink some water. So faith chases out fear or fear chases out faith. I love to think that, you know, my faith chases out that fear because I can give him that burden. Cast your worries, cast your anxieties on me because I care for you, Joey. Give it to me. Give it to me. Look to me because I am the author and the perfecter of your faith.
Yeah, I'm thinking about oftentimes we just don't understand the character of God or the Lord Jesus Christ, because when we receive and understand his great love for us, then we can fall into his arms. We can trust him. We can no longer be afraid because we know he's good, he's sovereign, he's in control, and nothing is outside of his permissive will. So if we're going through some tough times, he knows it. He's maybe refining our character or helping us trust in him more or developing our faith journey. And so when we know his great love for us, it's like when we know our dad has our best interest in mind, we can trust in him. And God does love each and every one tuned in right now.
You know, I heard of a story of an airplane, and they had some turbulence. You ever been in an airplane, Mark, with turbulence?
Many a time. Heading to Israel, in fact.
Well, there was some bad turbulence one time, and the things where they got the oxygen mask came down. It was one of them, you know. And so when all that was done, there was a little girl over. She was still coloring her coloring book during all of that. And one fearful person says, "Weren't you afraid, little girl, of what was going on?" She put her crayon down and said, "No, because my dad's the pilot."
Right.
You know, and at the end of the day, in the wind, the waves, the turbulence of life, I am so grateful that even though it may be out of my control, it's certainly not out of his. So yeah, when I'm afraid, when I'm fearful, when I'm anxious, I will trust in him.
Psalm 56:3, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you." What does Robert J. Morgan from his book, 100 Bible Verses Everyone Should Know by Heart, have to say?
Well, here's what he says here on Psalm 56:3, 9 words and 10 syllables, about the same length as your telephone number. But what a life-changing sentence to learn and live. Notice the opening word, not if, but when. Fear and its various forms besets us every day. And notice what Psalm 56:3 doesn't say. It doesn't say, "When I am afraid, I will panic or fall to pieces. When I am afraid, I will grow depressed and give up. When I am afraid, I will run and hide." It says, "When I am afraid, I will trust in you, in your providence, in your promises, in your protection, in your power, in your peace." Boy, this is a really good chapter. Faith is being confident that God's positives are greater than our negatives.
Amen.
And that his providence is overshadowing our lives. Faith in a faithful God is the only lasting antidote for debilitating fear. And he goes on to say, in 1996, My friend Dana Thompson had trouble walking, and following a trip to an emergency room, she was scheduled for a cardiac procedure, but something went wrong during the procedure, and Dana woke up surrounded by frantic activity and by the loud, windy, choppy of helicopter wings. She was being airlifted to a medical center in Birmingham. She was scared not only because she realized something was obviously wrong with her, but also because she'd never been on a helicopter before and the weather was bad. I was just shaking with fear, she said, but I realized my fearful state wasn't honoring God or serving as a good testimony to the medical workers. I racked my brain for a Bible verse to calm me down, but I could only think of one. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. And she goes on to say, I quoted that verse over and over in my mind as I looked down through the window and saw the houses and streets below. The ride was bumpy, but I started praying Psalm 56:3 to him. My shaking and fretful trembling ceased and was replaced by a warmth and peace. I assured the workers on the chopper that it was going to be all right, and I settled down to enjoy God's eye view of the countryside despite the conditions. Whatever happened, I knew God had it covered. When the chopper arrived at the medical center, Birmingham, a renowned cardiologist performed open-heart surgery. Dana wasn't able to thank the doctor at the time because he left immediately on a trip, but later she sent him a thank you note, thanking him and quoting Psalm 56:3. Isn't that great? Hmm. And this chapter ends with a quote from John Bunyan, "There is nothing like faith to help at a pinch. Faith dissolves doubts as the sun drives away the mist. At what time, said the good man, I am afraid, I will trust in thee." And that's a great quote there again from John Bunyan.
Wow, what a great verse. And I love that you shared how it was one of your wife's favorite, and also your daughter cited it back some years later. And what a great verse for us all. When I am afraid, I will trust in you. We have a God that loves each and every one of you. We have a God that's awful, all concerned, all desiring to be involved in your life, to be a part of your everyday activity, to comfort you, to care for you, to have you be a representative of His, and to work in this hurting world. When I am afraid, I will trust in you, Psalm 56:3. Well, Joey, it looks like this program's going to work from your home. We might have to do this again. I love your property and the great grounds here, and it's just a beautiful place.
Except those moles. We got some moles out there we got to get rid of.
And I love you have multiple Christmas trees in this home.
Yeah, we do. Three... The electric company loves us. Thank you very much.
Three Christmas trees. Wow, it's really done up well, and we would pray and hope that this Christmas season, the special music and the special programming we have on all of our 19 frequencies will minister to you and help you connect and realize the real reason for the season, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Joey Kroll with Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.